I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Bison Automotive Liveline, Paul Marzello, who's with a group of very concerned neighbors to this proposed gas station project. Paul, thanks for being with us this morning. I want to start with how you became aware of it. The Seneca Nation plans to build a gas station or something like that. We've heard truck stop. We've heard other things on the waterfront along Ohio Street. It's right across from Riverfest Park. When did you hear about this?
Oh, good morning, Brian. Yes, you know, in most cases for Labor Day weekend, you're enjoying your time with your family with a cookout and so forth. We woke up on Friday, which is the start of the Labor Day weekend, with dump trucks, backhoes, bulldozers, all clearing a 3.4-acre triangular-shaped lot that borders on Ohio Street, Chicago Street, Miami, all which we consider basically the old First Ward area. That was news to us. So we immediately reached out to the city of Buffalo, asked what this was all about, and they basically said they have no knowledge. Whether they did or not, we don't have information on it. It's land that is controlled by the Seneca Nation, which means as a sovereign nation, they don't have to file permits with the city. Therefore, they can do pretty much whatever they want. That's the rub that we had. So we found out by doing a little digging on our own that there is a plan for a 24-pump gas station, of which 24 of those pumps will be regular, and then two fueling stations of diesel trucks. They also have a convenience store lined up and a cannabis shop. And we know that Seneca's being in the advantageous position of selling gas and weed tax-free. This is going to create a major change in traffic along this corridor.
Yeah, we've seen the traffic at the Seneca gas station just a couple blocks over that's been operating for several years now. I mean, it's often backed up into the streets. How do you think that might work in this area where it's being proposed to be built right now?
You know, Brian, this is the odd part about this whole idea, is that back in 2013, the city worked with Erie Canal of Harbor Development Corporation and adopted an Ohio Street master plan. And they spent $13 million creating this wonderful plan that would transform Ohio Street into a shoreline trail, which runs parallel to the Buffalo River and created a beautiful thoroughfare that connects the city of Buffalo with the outer harbor. All of that was done with the intention to reduce traffic from three lanes down to two, put in sidewalks, nice wide sidewalks, dedicated bike lanes, rerouted truck traffic, and added some new lighting and a beautifully lined tree thoroughfare. So now we look at it and we see this development that's coming in, which is totally in contrast to what this 2013 master plan wanted for us. This area has grown organically. There's a lot of activity down here. I'm not sure if you've been down here recently, but there is a host of new businesses that are down here. We have created a neighborhood that is flourishing. To see that all be reversed with this development by the Seneca Nation would be a crying shame.
I'm down there a lot, and you know what I see a lot is ceremonies, weddings, things like that in Riverfest Park, different things happening at the Tewksbury right across the street. I can't imagine many of those happening in the future when you're right across the street from a gas station, Paul.
Well, you know, Tewksbury has, it's not only an active rental hall with weddings and other events, but it has a weekly music concert on Wednesdays. There's Resurgence Brewery that's extremely active. You got Hartman's Distillery. You've got a beauty salon, a climbing wall. You've got the Buffalo Scholastic Rowing Club. You've got soccer and softball fields right down at Conway Park. And then you've got two major residential complexes. All of these groups, all of these people have real concerns about what is supposed to transpire with the Seneca Nation's development.
What can be done? I feel like that's the big question, because we talked earlier this morning with Mitch Nowakowski, Buffalo councilman in that area, and really this is sovereign territory. So the options seem very limited.
Well, Mitch has been very helpful. I'll give him that. What we are asking for as a group is to put an immediate halt to this development, because the city of Buffalo does have some leverage. Even though it's sovereign property and they can build whatever they want on it, it still needs to be connected to city utilities. They need curb cuts, and they need a permit to run their convenience store. So they do have some leverage. And we tried to meet with J.C. Seneca, but he refused to meet with the stakeholders. What he did agree to this Thursday, meaning tomorrow, is to meet with Councilman Nowakowski and city officials to see what can be worked out. We're asking our city officials to stand tall, represent us, and maintain the wonderful growth and vibrancy of this neighborhood.
At the end of the day, what do you think is going to happen? There's already trucks there. I mean, that's the part that I can't get. I mean, this has become known as this is under construction. Paul, this isn't like a Heritage Point or a North Odd Block just down the road where it seems like everything gets put on hold for a decade. They're going.
They already started. That's the concerning part to us, because, you know, it's amazing. I'll give this to the Seneca Nation, is that they want to start a project. They don't wait around. They just jump right in. But it's up to the city officials to protect our interests as well. So I understand the sovereignty. No one's questioning the sovereignty of the Seneca Nation. We're just asking for responsible development. I think it's a great idea what they want to do. I just think it's in the wrong location.
Well, it's all interesting to follow. Paul, thanks for joining us, and I'm sure we'll be in touch soon. Paul Marzello joining us live here on WBEN, a meeting set to take place tomorrow on this between Seneca and city leaders, as well as some area businesses.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.